Activity guides plan programs at the learning curve to help young people develop their media and technology skills.
Oops, can I? Well, you know what? That's kind of like another mouse, but I know
they use software programs like Mixcraft, Image Blender, and Windows Movie Maker to help make learning with technology fun.
When you click, that's the
Staffer Amy Griffin uses these programs and other resources at the library to help kids learn how to access, organize, and analyze media and technology.
Our activities here at the Learning Curve also encourage cooperation. We have several small group activities that we lead with students of all ages, and they learn to tell stories, and they learn to work together as a team and create something and communicate in a new way.
One of the challenges Griffin faces keeping up with the new technologies in media is trying to avoid teaching outdated material. Still, she finds her work rewarding.
Obviously, information is changing every day, and the way in which we use information and receive information. And so it's exciting to work with the younger generations as they are actual digital natives.
Digital natives? What's that? Well, according to a Harvard University project, is a person, no matter his or her age, who is constantly immersed in the realm of technology. 14-year-old Rikia Johnson is growing up in an environment where media and technology is usually accessible. This makes her a digital native of sorts.
With the more technology being invented, I think it's going to take up most of the kids' time, and they're going to be more focused on the internet and not their homework.
But some parents and educators think technology is distracting and shouldn't be used in school. In some cases, they may be right. According to an educational nonprofit network called New Horizons for Learning, doing drills on the computer to practice math or literature skills isn't a good use of technology. However, media and technology can enhance a kid's learning experience if taught appropriately. Again, Griffin.
I'm hopeful about how this generation will be using technology. First, they're growing up pretty savvy as it is, being digital natives. But also, it's just, in many ways, another communication tool like art or music. And I've seen here at the Learning Curve several instances, almost every day, of students that will use technology to communicate friendship, peace, a message of community.
Milton Chin, a senior fellow of the George Lucas Educational Foundation in California, writes about innovations in education and suggests educators and students should be more aware about the pros and cons of technology. Chin encourages educators to be advocates for intelligent use of technology in powerful, productive, and positive ways. For Y Press, this is Jessica Officer.